Welcome to the Writing Pool Podcast. I'm your host, Melissa Clark. Now, where to begin? The beginning of every writing project is important, imperative. Think of Once Upon a Time, the perfect fairy tale beginning, because it leaves the reader wondering, what? What's happening once upon a time? The beginning can set the tone for the rest of your work, can introduce an important character or the protagonist of your story. The beginning can establish the setting of said story, and the beginning can capture voice. Let's read a few beginnings, a few first lines of iconic stories. If you really want to hear about it, the first thing you'll probably want to know is where I was born and what my lousy childhood was like, and how my parents were occupied and all before they had me, and all that David Copperfield kind of crap. Do you want to take a guess? If you guessed J.D. Salinger's Catcher in the Rye, then you are correct. Here, Salinger establishes his protagonist Holden Caulfield's voice. Here's another one, The Beginning of Lolita by Vladimir Nabokov. Lolita, light of my life, fire of my loins, my sin, my soul. Lolita, the tip of the tongue taking a trip of three steps down the palate to tap at three on the teeth. And how about this one? All children, except one, grow up. That's J.M. Barrie's Peter Pan, and that is more than a hint about what that story is about. Here's another one. It was a bright, cold day in April, and the clocks were striking 13. This beginning establishes a world where clocks can strike 13. A strange, surreal world. That's probably why you won't be surprised to hear that's from George Orwell's 1984. And one more. In an old house in Paris that was covered with vines, lived 12 little girls in two straight lines. That's the opening line of Madeline, a popular children's book by Ludwig Bemelmann. There's so much beginnings can and will do for your story. But the funny thing is, you won't know your beginning until you reach your end. Hear me out. Your story may start one way, but during the whole writing process, it may end up far, far from the original intention. That's just the magic and frustration of writing projects. Obviously, you don't need the beginning to exactly match the ending, but you do want the beginning to reflect the gist of the story. So if it's changed radically from the original idea, then rethink the beginning after you've written the end. Now it's time for you to dive in. On a blank piece of paper, write down Once Upon a Time and fill in the rest with your story. Not necessarily your entire life story, but maybe an important part of your story. Write it in third person. For example, once upon a time, there was a woman who had a writing podcast. She spent hours writing, recording, and editing because she loved spreading knowledge about the writing process and connecting with people from around the world. Something like that. If you've been waiting for a sign to begin your project, this is it. And if you want help beginning said project, just reach out. I offer coaching to get you on your way. Book a free 20-minute consult call with me. What do you have to lose? You can find me on my website, melissaclarkwrites.com, or on Instagram at The Writing Pool. Now, turn off your podcast app and begin something. Talk next week.